You're listening to the Blissful Bites podcast, episode 160.
Welcome to Blissful Bites, a food entrepreneur podcast. Each week, we bring you a successful woman, inspiring message, or business tip to help you build a sustainable business you're proud of. Now, your host, Nicole Culver.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode here on the Blissful Bites podcast. This episode I am so psyched about. It is so much fun. It is with my friend Rebecca Barucki from Beck's Life. She has been a friend and someone who I've known for years, and I really, really look up to her, not only in the way she runs her business, but how she manages her life as a businesswoman, entrepreneur, and a mom and a wife. She is so totally inspiring. And personally, this episode was so much fun and really interesting for me because I have been looking into meditation for a while, and I really just couldn't get behind the sitting on the floor quietly with an empty mind for an hour. I just couldn't find the time. And when she came out with this book, 4 Minutes to Change Your Life and 4 Minute Meditations, I was like, okay, this is something I can do. And I bought the book and I love it and I can't say enough good things. So please go out and support her and get her book because I know it will change your life as well. So I don't want to delay any further. I want to get right into the interview. Come over to the Blissful Bites community and go find Bex and tell her what you thought of this interview, and then be sure to grab her book too. This episode has been sponsored by coffee. If you know me at all, you know I absolutely love coffee. I love my morning routine of coffee. I love anything having to do with coffee. So this podcast sponsorship couldn't be more perfect. So I'm really excited to bring you this opportunity. I'm feeling really lucky here because I get to bring together two things I love, coffee and my audience. So I've teamed up with Kohana Coffee and they are giving away a $1,000 prize to the top voted coffee recipe creator. So I know so many of you listeners are recipe creators, and I know that you guys also love coffee. So you are going to get the chance to not only try Kohana coffee, but then you can make the recipe with coffee in it and you can submit it to have a chance to win $1,000. So this is a pretty awesome contest, and you know I only bring you guys the best. So it's really simple. All you have to do is go to NicoleCulverBlog.com/coffee. You can enter your name and your address, and they're going to send you a free Kohana product. When the coffee comes, you're going to make a recipe involving the coffee. You're going to submit it. Then we're all going to vote on it, and the best recipe wins. So at the very least, you'll get to try some awesome coffee. Who doesn't want free coffee? So go to NicoleCulverBlog.com/coffee and go check out the coffee. You'll get a free sample and make the recipe so you have a chance of winning $1,000. I can't wait to see what you come up with. Renowned meditation and yoga instructor Rebecca Barucki is on a mission. Affectionately called a real-life superhero by her peers, Bex is known as the practitioner for peace of mind, and in her new book, You Have 4 Minutes to Change Your Life, Simple 4-Minute Meditations for Inspiration, Transformation, and True Bliss, she explores highly effective methods to soothe life's daily stressors with meditation. In this book, Rebecca shows readers how to create a simple, practical, no-nonsense meditation practice that can fit into even the busiest schedules. Hey, Bex.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. I have never heard that. Was that on my press kit? That makes me sound so cool.
You probably wrote it.
I think my publicist did, and I have to thank her because that was really awesome.
It is awesome. So we've known each other for a long time, so I'm really excited to be able to talk like this.
Yeah, me too.
So give us a little insight. You do so many things. You have the coolest life. So give us a little insight into your life.
Oh my gosh. Well, I was just talking to you before we went live here. My life is crazy. You know, I have the 5 kids, ages 19, 17, 13, 5, and 2. Soon to be 6, though. Summer's about to have a birthday, so we're very excited about that around here. I'm married. I have a wonderful husband. I teach meditation. I raise rescued farm animals. I do a lot in my day, and I love doing it all. It's a lot of fun.
So take us through like how this book came about, because I really, really appreciate your take, or I don't know if that's even the right way to put it, but how you do meditation, because I think it can feel really heavy and overwhelming. I know for me too, I haven't even ever tried it, and I got your book, so I'm so psyched to really give it a try. But how did you get into this?
Oh, how did I get into it? Well, I have been, I want to say, quote unquote, I'm lifting up the bunny ears, suffering from anxiety and depression almost my entire life. My first real incident, or my first real, I guess it was, you know, me struggling with it very badly, was when I was 8 years old and I was hospitalized for violent outbursts that I was having. Now I can see that it was just me trying to express, you know, feelings that I was having that I didn't understand. But I grew up in a very chaotic household. You know, I grew up in poverty. I grew up with my parents, you know, struggling a lot in their marriage and their finances and every aspect of their lives, dealing with their own mental health issues. And I just didn't have the tools to be able to cope with that. So at 8 years old, I was hospitalized for anxiety outbursts. It progressed through my teen years, and I suffered very badly with depression and was suicidal. And not to get really dark here, but it has a happy ending. But that's my history with it. And I had always had a prayer practice, because I did grow up in a fairly religious household. It, you know, the church was a cornerstone of our family life. And when I was 15, I discovered the book Be Here Now by Ram Dass. And it introduced me to a different kind of prayer, which was meditation. And it was a way for me to look inward instead of outward and look to myself for the answers. So my daily prayer practice, which I practiced every single day and throughout the day, became a practice of short meditations that I could use to deal with moments of panic and moments of high stress. And it wasn't... It was never a practice of just sitting down for a long period of time. It was always about just dealing with the moment and how can I navigate that specific moment.
And you've done TV, you have your whole Blissed In movement. So why'd you decide to take this into a book?
Well, I was originally writing a different book. I was writing a memoir. And after my parents passed in 2013, I lost them 7 months apart. I really wanted to expand my story to be one that served others. And I had, you know, I've been working in social media for a long time and sharing my meditations on my TV show and on YouTube. And I thought, what better way to tell my story and how I healed from it than to provide the tools that I actually used to heal from it. So I already had a book agent. I was already talking about, you know, telling this other story about my life. I'm like, you know what? I want something that shows the whole picture. And that's how You Have 4 Minutes to Change Your Life was born. I created chapters that were half memoir. Like, so I would talk about an instance of grief or loss or body confidence or self-esteem from my own life. And then I coupled it with 3 meditations from my own practice that hopefully people will use and love as much as I do, because they really worked.
Oh my gosh. I totally didn't know that. I knew you were writing your memoir, but I didn't know that this intertwined.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the memoir was really something that was so apart from my regular work. I had this work online where I was teaching people things and guiding them through my story of anxiety and my daily life. And then the memoir was really a departure. It was a story that I still want to tell, but it wasn't in total alignment with the work that I wanted to do in that moment. So being able to share my meditations and for it to be so well received already is the greatest blessing of my life, other than my children. The children are the best, but the book is definitely a close 6th place for life's greatest blessing.
Yeah, I love that. And I love just the idea of you set out to write this memoir and somewhere in the middle of it, you pivoted, but you still found a way to incorporate it into what you were doing.
I think that you have to be flexible like that. I mean, I know that you have a lot of entrepreneurs listening to the broadcast right now and a lot of entrepreneurs who tell their personal story and interweave their daily life into their brands. And for me, I know my life is changing all the time. You know, I've had babies in the course of, I've had two more babies in the course of having this online career. I've, you know, lost my parents. I've changed my platform from being entirely about fitness to entirely about meditation. Like I've changed. So I got married. I had so many things happen over the course of the last 10 years that it would be impossible for me to stay rigid in my messaging. So I'm always open to the pivot. I love changing it up.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love that you brought up that you used to be into completely into fitness and now you're into meditation, because a lot of times, and what I hear from my audience is that they're so afraid just to get started because they don't know where they're going to end up. And this is like such a beautiful like example of that. You are, I am as well, that you can't just let that paralyze you.
Well, this is the way that I look at it. It's not so much that I changed my platform over time. It's that I revealed more of myself in my platform, because the meditation practice was always there. It was there from the time I was a child, but it was something that I wasn't ready to talk about on a large scale, because with it came so much of my personal story and my personal background. So when I, you know, started with personal training and then I started putting my videos online, that was a very safe way for me to share my life. And as my audience grew and I built more trust with them and myself and in myself, I was able to start, you know, kind of peeling away the layers of who I am and what I want to offer. So the meditation came out as a natural progression of that revealing. And I think that all of us, you know, us too, and then the people listening, we have many, many layers to ourselves that would benefit a lot of people. And, you know, of course you have to pick and choose what you feel comfortable about sharing, but it's a really beautiful thing to be able to reveal yourself to your audience again and again and again and in new ways, because it keeps it fresh and exciting for them as well.
Yes, 1,000%. So now let's talk about the book a little bit. I would love to just talk about who is meditation for, because we all have that preconceived notion of sitting on the floor with your legs crossed. And I know that that's not something I can see myself doing every single day with two crazy kids running around.
Right. Well, first of all, meditation is for everyone. And I really believe that. And if you don't believe it, it's really about changing your ideas, your perception around meditation, like you just said. And I wrote in the book that there are as many ways, as many correct ways to meditate as there are people on this planet. So you can have 7.5 billion different ways to meditate, and they're all valid. It's, for me, meditation is a way to connect with yourself, to just check in, to tell yourself that I use a quote in the book, and I'm going to misquote myself, but it's basically like, yes, I see you. I see that you're a feeling person and that you deserve to be listened to. And that's the essence of meditation. It's just that acknowledgement that you're worth your time. You know, like I'm good with, you know, like I'm worth just spending a few minutes on, just to check in and say, are you okay? Are you ready for the next thing? And that's how I use it, because I mean, you know, like you have the two kids, you have the multiple career, you know, planes going on at the same time. I feel like I'm always jumping from thing to thing to thing throughout the day. And without that, those moments to recharge and reconnect in between those activities, I'm not really able to give myself fully to all of them. So I take maybe 4 minutes to check in with my breath, to give myself a little bit of a pep talk, or just to sit in silence. And that allows me to show up better for everything in life. And I do that like 10 times a day. I do it all the time.
That was my next question. How many times a day are you doing this?
57. No. Well, for instance,
you five know, times for each kid.
Exactly. So I will sit with you here for a little while. And before I go back downstairs, I'll take a few minutes just to regroup. Because I know that when I go downstairs, I might see a peanut butter and jelly sandwich smashed into a table, or, you know, something else gone wrong. And I need to be able to recenter before I deal with that. If I run from this where it's high energy and I'm giving, you know, a lot of myself to an effort, and then I run right into that, I might be overstressed or overstimulated. It might bring up feelings of frustration or anxiety or anger or resentment even. So I'm very, very, very careful to transition myself between everything. And it only takes a couple minutes and it's so worth it. It like, I don't drink coffee. I sleep awesome. I feel good every single day. Even on the days that I don't feel good, I'm able to find the joy in the moments because I give myself this time to recharge. Like, I don't need any kind of stimulant because I'm constantly charging my energetic and physical batteries with meditation.
How cool is that? And besides, obviously, everyone should go get your book, but how can you start like right now before the book comes on Kindle?
Let me give you my morning routine. This is a super easy one because it's meditation and positive intention setting.
Perfect.
So you, before you get up in the morning, like before you even pee or drink your coffee or whatever you drink in the morning, take a few minutes to check in by first. The first thing I do is I say thank you out loud 3 times. And I usually do it with a whisper because I have a toddler sleeping next to me. So I just say thank you, thank you, thank you. And that often brings a smile to my face instantly. And then I think about 3 things that I'm grateful for. And sometimes, like if I'm in a rush, I'll just be like, oh, my husband's sleeping next to me, my big warm bed, nice house, like whatever, food to eat, like easy things like that. And then the last thing I do is I ask myself, my intuition, the question, how may I be of service today? And, you know, in the beginning, it took a little bit of time to get a good answer. But now, because I check in with my intuition so much and I'm trained to do it, it just pops up. And sometimes it's like, give a smile to every single stranger or answer those emails that, you know, from followers that you've been neglecting for the past month. And yesterday the answer was rest, rest, rest. And I skipped church and I stayed in bed all day. Sorry, God. I skipped church. I stayed in bed all day and it was the juiciest, best day ever. So, you know, it's a nice little practice. And when you start feeling frustrated or lost throughout the day, you go back to that morning intention, the intention being the answer to how may I be of service. And it really keeps me on track of how I want my day to go.
I love that. I'm definitely going to start my morning like that tomorrow. We do the thankful thing at dinner every night. And cool. The kids also, even like my little 2-year-old can names like people in our family she's grateful for. It's really cute.
I love that. And then an easy meditation that if that feels like too much is close your eyes, pay attention to your breath. Just pay attention to your breath as it is in the moment. Like watch your inhales, watch your exhales. It's as easy as that. Sometimes I'll say a simple mantra like peace on the inhale and release on the exhale. And I do that 10 times and it's a total reset.
That's awesome. And what, I know you talked about this has really helped your anxiety. What other, I don't want to say like, yeah, what other effects or results can you have from actually, besides being more mindful, incorporating this into your daily life?
A practical effect of self-care, whatever method that you use, is that it teaches other people to respect you better and to love you more. When people see you loving yourself, they end up showing you more love. So a practical aspect of it is that my kids are very respectful when I say that I need me time or that I need quiet, and that they also start doing it themselves. Like they remove themselves from stressful situations to be able to regroup and recharge. Being in touch with my intuition allows me to say yes to things that I want to say yes to and no to things that I don't want to do at all. It allows me to communicate better about my wants and my desires with my husband. Like I'm very, very clear with my communication with him. And it improves all aspects of your life when you are connected to yourself and when you take time to relax.
And is it like sitting there with your mind completely blank, or is that something you can actually just work up to?
It's never the goal for my mind to be completely blank. I think when your mind is completely blank, you're dead or something. Like, I don't think that I can do that unless I'm, you know, some kind of monk living on a mountain in a cave. But the truth is that we all have busy lives, and I think that we should learn how to live within them and to kind of use the chaos around us to be able to train ourselves to be better in the chaos, to be more balanced in the chaos. So my goal usually in meditation is to quiet the mind just enough so that I can focus on a single thought or a couple of different thoughts. And when my brain starts, you know, getting really crazy, we call it monkey mind in yoga, I allow all the thoughts. Meditation is a practice of allowing. I allow the thought to come in. I don't judge it. I get curious about it. I say, hey, thought, like, thanks for coming by. I wonder why I'm thinking about you right now. And then I bid it adieu. I say, you know, I'll think about you later. Like, we don't have to do this right now. So it's really this process of just allowing the ebb and flow of thoughts to pick something that I want to focus on and maybe pay more attention to that in the moment. And if it gets too crazy, bring it back to my breath. Just concentrate on those inhales and exhales.
My favorite thing about all this is that it's really making it work for your life and incorporating it into your life instead of that preconceived notion about what meditation is. Where is the disconnect here? Like, why is it like meditation should be this thing where you sit on the floor? Where did that come from?
Well, it's certainly what traditional meditation for the purpose of enlightenment looks like. But meditation doesn't have to be a spiritual pursuit. Different religions and spiritual practices use meditation, but meditation in and of itself is just a tool to be able to create balance and to create peace and calm in your life. So I think where it comes from now, it's like the same thing with yoga. It's that it's a marketable thing and, you know, people want to sell their thing. Like, you know, like, I love my 4-minute meditation, but I will tell you, if it doesn't work for you, find something that does, whatever it takes. But there are people out there, gurus and organizations that have products and have systems that they want to sell and they want to, you know, want you to pay thousands of dollars for, and they might work, but it's not something that you have to do. You know, like, you can find this on your own. It's inside of you. And that's why I offer so many free resources like videos and blogs and all the other stuff so that people can find it who need it. And that's, I think, where it comes from. But to speak to what you said about finding a way for it to work for you, that's exactly why I do it. I really love my life, as crazy as it is. I love my kids, my husband, all the stuff I have going on. And I feel no need to escape it. I want to find a way to live in it. So I can't have a meditation practice that takes me away from my life. I don't want to have to go to a class or an ashram or a retreat. I mean, it'd be lovely if I could, but I can't. So it's really those 4 minutes that I steal away in the laundry room that allow me to be in the life that I love, but in a place of peace and calm instead of anxiety and stress.
I love that. And last question, besides after you tell us where we can get your book, how do your kids play into your business? Because you have 5 kids and I know just from being friends with you that they're all around. So how do you manage it all?
Well, I can hear your little one running around. So I can say that it's kind of unavoidable. You know, it wasn't the plan for them to be part of my business, but the dream of mine was to be able to, like, people ask me what I do. I say, I'm a stay-at-home mom that has this like meditation gig on the side. Like, that's how I define myself. I want to be here with my kids when they come home from school. I want to leave them off to school. I want to be able to drive my daughter back to college and stay for a couple days on a whim. So this is what I do to allow that. And because of that, they are always around and they are unavoidable. So I say, why not? Like, be part of it. The older kids you don't see as much because they are, they don't love social media. And the little ones, you know, they like to ham it up for the camera sometimes, but I always do ask them, even the little ones, is this okay to post? Is this okay for me to talk about? And I respect their privacy very much in terms of, you know, like, what they would want to be shown and not shown online.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So now tell everyone where they can get your book.
Yay. Okay. Well, you can head on over to bexlife.com. It's bexlife.com/book. And there you will not only find links for the book, which you can buy anywhere online or in stores, but you will get a whole bunch of bonuses from me. I have 2 really incredible bonuses that I worked super, super hard on. I say they're incredible because they were incredibly stressful to make. So those are there for you. And then like some fun graphics to share online of like my favorite mantras, but it's all there. And I also do reader giveaways all the time for the people who picked up the book. So bexlife.com/book is where all the good stuff is happening.
Perfect. And what's like the best social place to connect with you?
I am Bex Life everywhere. I read every comment. I look at every tweet and Instagram comment. I'm so into social media. It's a problem, but I love it.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And I really hope everyone goes and picks up your book because we all have 4 minutes, like you said.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Bex. You can find all information about Rebecca and her book at NicoleCulverblog.com/podcast. You've been listening to the Blissful Bites podcast. If you like this episode, subscribe to the podcast so you can hear more inspiring interviews and helpful business tips.
This has been Blissful Bites, a food entrepreneur podcast. Thanks for listening.